Thank you for joining us on LifeWords Day by Day, where we're studying through the book of 1 Corinthians. And we're in chapter 7, taking a deep dive look at what Paul says about singles and married people. So the Corinthians have asked about virgins, and most likely they want Paul to agree with them that virgins should not marry, because being unmarried and not needing such a physical, earthly thing is more spiritual than engaging in marriage. Being unmarried will put you on a higher spiritual plane, in their view. Cliff, where do you get that from? Well, I get that from what's written in the beginning of chapter 7, where they suggest it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman. So the question that's on the table now is, what should we teach virgins concerning marriage? Well, Paul is going to answer that question by showing us how we shift focus, how we maintain focus on eternal things. How do we maintain focus on the eternal kingdom of God and not live in distraction of fading realities? And the first thing is, he's going to tell us that we need to rely upon a credible source, namely his authority, Paul's credibility. He says, by the Lord's mercy, I am trustworthy. Listen to what he writes. He says, I have no command from the Lord, but I give my judgment as one who, by the Lord's mercy, is trustworthy. Paul's credibility to dispense biblical authoritative wisdom on the matter of marriage and singleness does not derive from his experience with either of those things. His authority doesn't even originate with his being an apostle, but rather it originates with the Lord, who had been merciful towards him and using him as a vessel to dispense divine wisdom under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This is what makes Paul a credible witness. The Lord was speaking through Paul. The Lord was shielding, overseeing, superintending this entire process so that Paul's judgment and words were divine wisdom. And the church at Corinth and we today can trust his words. As you pray today, please remember Joshua Feary and his family, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember the Ashaninka LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Peru.